First question. What brought you to Newbridge?
Well, friends, colleagues, actually, it happened at Kaiser, and I was really struggling with being sober at Kaiser. And so after my last day of struggling, they gave me the opportunity, because they said that obviously outpatient wasn't going to work for me, that I needed something a little bit more intensive. So they gave me Newbridge. And that was the beginning of a whole new life for me. In fact, right before that, I started stringing together 9 days clean and sober before going in, whereas for about a month stretch or a little over a month, I would get like a day over here, maybe 2 days at the most, but I was really struggling. So I'm really thankful to Kaiser for giving me that option. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to question number two.
All right.
How has your life changed since then?
Oh my gosh, remarkably. I mean, right before I went into Newbridge, I was in danger of losing my car. I was in danger of losing my job, losing my apartment. My health was deteriorating. Prior to going in, you know, the only thing I was doing was, like they say, using to live and living to use, basically. But now, you know, I'll have a year sober February 7th, right? I'll be graduating from Newbridge on February 3rd. And now, you know, I'm in a clean and sober living environment through Newbridge. It's called Aisha House. They gave me that option when I was honest with them, and I said, because I still have my apartment, and I said, if I go back there just after 2 months, there's no way I'm going to be able to sustain my sobriety. So they gave me the option of going to Aisha House. So I'm at Aisha House. I'm working full-time as an educator. I'm healthy. I go to the gym. I go to meetings. You know, I have relationships with my family back. So my life is just really, really full. So basically, my life is really narrow and very limited, and now my life is really much more expansive. And so, yeah.
I'm going to dovetail this. This is a corollary to that first question. How have you personally changed?
Oh, my goodness. Well.
By the way, these questions were provided by Newbridge, by Vicky.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm not just being nosy.
Well, gosh, I've changed in so many ways. I was 4.5 years sober before I had my relapse in December of last year. At that time, I was really hopeless. I didn't think I would ever fall in love with my recovery again. I was totally resistant to the idea of 12-step meetings. They just don't work for me. And now it's like I'm totally sold on my recovery. Like, I'm in love with my recovery. That's probably the number one thing. I think I'm much more humble. I think I'm willing to ask for help. I realize that my sobriety is the most important thing. And so I realize that, you know, today, keeping up my meetings, make sure I talk to my sponsor, make sure I go to my support groups. It's very important. And, I think, gosh, I changed in so many ways. That's all I could think of at this point.
Okay. We'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
Some of these questions may touch on things you already said, but I still would like you to answer them, okay?
Okay.
We're moving on to question number three. What issues were you facing before your treatment? Be as honest as you can.
Okay.
No one will know who you are.
All righty. So I was facing unemployment. I was facing... I was taking out loans in order to feed my addiction. So I was creating a lot of wreckage there. Give me your question again. I want to make sure I have it.
What issues were you facing before treatment?
So I had, you know, health issues. I'm HIV positive. So I had that going on. I was just facing the possibility of being homeless prior to coming in. I think that was my main issue, and the fact that I wasn't taking care of myself physically, emotionally, wasn't taking my medication, so I was facing that. But I was also facing some financial, like, people coming to, you know, like when they knew that they weren't getting their money, that I wasn't being honest, that I was lying, basically, to loan companies so I can get money for drugs.
That's tough.
They don't like it. No. And so, that's still a process. I'm still a work in progress. Yes, very much so. So that's the main thing I was going through.
Okay, and you've already touched upon this, but I'm going to ask you again. What had you tried before Newbridge? Kaiser, I believe, right?
Oh, before... You mean before?
Before
I landed right into Newbridge. So yes, basically I enrolled in Kaiser.
Did that work initially?
Phase one, and I stayed in phase one. Phase one was only supposed to be a week, and I stayed in phase one close to a month. I stopped. They told me while I was going to Kaiser CDRP that I was supposed to go to meetings, see, connect with my sponsors, start working the steps, and just not pick up or use in between the times, you know, I return. And so, so basically, you know, I was leaving there, going to slippery places, hanging around with slippery people, not going to meetings. Not calling my sponsor. I was doing the same old thing. And then, you know, I would remember going there feeling really strong. And then right around 1 o'clock, because I think it ended at 2 or so, I would get those triggers, and I wouldn't tell anybody. And I knew that I would go straight into using. So that's what I tried right before. Right before that, you know, I was going to meetings right before that. That was the main thing that I was doing. But then I started to drop off as things started to come up. I isolated, didn't talk about it. So, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. What's the difference about Newbridge as opposed to the other places? Why are they different?
It is different. And I've been through quite a few programs in the past. I think it's the relationship I had with my counselor. He was very supportive, very honest, very encouraging, very insightful, a good listener, challenged me, and he really just had the handle on me pretty early on. Food was great, of course. The groups were really good. And I think the pivotal thing that happened for me when I was in treatment was I realized that up until that time, I was always kind of the victim of my circumstances, of my past. And once he revealed to me the work, what I call the work, I just embraced it. And I think they gave me a chance to research about it, read about it, talk about it. I think the work I did was really curtailed and tailored to my specific challenges. And I was just in the group. I mean, they talked about adult children. You know, they had process groups, which I really enjoyed. They had great educational groups. They had music therapy. They had ongoing 12-step meetings throughout. And they also supported us going outside, exercising, and things like that. I don't know. Once I realized what my work was, everything just fell into place for me there. So
let's move on to the next question. How do you feel now as opposed to then?
Find
the words.
Compared to when I was in it, compared to right before then, compared to now?
Your assessment. Anyway, how do you feel now about it, about this whole thing?
About the New Bridge experience?
The question here is, how do you feel now?
Gosh, I feel hopeful. I feel grounded. I feel supported, which is really important. I feel a sense of connection, sense of belongingness, inclusion. I feel seen, I feel visible, and I feel healthier.
Okay, I think I already know the answer to this one. Would you recommend New Bridge?
Yes, I would. Why would I would?
Alan says, would you recommend New Bridge?
Yeah, I would recommend it to someone who, if you've tried the 12-step program before, if you tried recovery before, and you feel really hopeless, like you're never going to be able to make it back, I think this is the place for you. I think if you're open to being challenged, open to doing the work. If you're open to participating in group and really being honest in group and taking risks, I think that's really important, because when I took risks in the group, it really just lifted my whole recovery experience, because every time I went into group, I really brought my issues and who I am or who I was at the time to group. And so if you're ready to just dig in and do the work and avail yourself of all the resources that New Bridge has to offer, I think it's a great program.
Okay, we're almost at a couple more questions here. Okay. How has New Bridge helped you?
They helped me get my job back, for sure. There was one time when I was in treatment, and I had to communicate to the people at the personnel office, and it all had to do with paperwork and timelines, right? And so I just got this email saying that if they didn't get something in within a certain amount of time, they were going to have to let me go at work.
No pressure there.
No pressure there. So I was there. And I remember turning around and talking to the gentleman that just left, actually, yeah. And he immediately went to the head manager, whatever, the director, and they quickly got the paperwork done. We were able to fax it in, and so now I have my job. Repeat the question again, because I get so involved. So it's helped me with that. It's helped me with staying clean and sober, and helped me to stay connected to my recovery. And they're helping me to keep first things first, like to make they're holding me accountable. So they make sure that I go to my meetings. They make sure that they do drug testing and stuff to make sure that I'm still clean and sober. They support me and making sure I have time to get to work, get to meetings. I don't know, my counselor is still there, giving me support as well. They're helping me. They're helping me a lot. They ask me if I work in the staffs. They're asking me, am I still talking to my sponsor?
They got your back.
They got my back.
How has your use affected your life and consequently your family? The big sigh.
I think, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just hold this for security's sake. like Linus in his blanket. So it did affect my life. It when I used and drank, I could not be present. I couldn't be present for my kids. By the time I had my relapse, by the time I got back to work, my students were without me as a teacher for 6 months.
So you're an instructor? You're a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
They look like everybody else. I don't
know. And so, I'm sorry. There's a lot of feelings coming up for me.
I'm not going to be using a whole lot. I'm going to be using maybe a sentence or two. Yeah.
I think it definitely, I was disconnected. People didn't know where I was. People thought I was dead. I remember my colleagues and maybe my students went to my apartment complex. Because when I was using, I didn't call, and that's how I do. And so I just kind of slipped off the face of the earth, and all of my friends were gone out of my life. Not that they were gone, I pushed them away. They just weren't, you know, I kept them at arm's length. There was this desperation I felt. Because the only thing that mattered was every time I got up in the morning was about that. I wasn't eating. My counselor told me that he was afraid for me. When I had a hard time staying sober, he said I looked like I was an Auschwitz victim because I was slowly, I must have gotten down to 150, maybe even below pounds. I wasn't eating really. I was causing a lot of, I was a nuisance at my apartment complex. It's not like I was, my behavior was odd, and it was really obvious to the rest of the people there. I didn't do that. I didn't do that, but boy, I was up at all time of the night, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
I
was.
I ever sleep up there.
Exactly, right? And I remember, I didn't mention this, but I would, when I was using, I took all my credit cards, maxed them out. I would buy booze just to sell to get stuff. So, it just really, and I looked really bad. My hair was bad. You see how I keep my hair. So all the money I was could have been investing in this went straight into drugs. So, I was pawning things, so that's how it affected my life then. And then what was your next question, Ed?
My next question is, what can you tell me about the staff at Newbridge?
Oh, wow. I can't really say names, huh?
No, but
I can say in general.
You can say he or she.
He or she. So there's this one lady who runs the house, and we meet with her once a week. And she she's older than I am, but in so many ways, she's just so vibrant and has such a zest for life. And she has been, you know, sober a number of years, just celebrated her birthday. So this is a person she's excited about her recovery. She's interested in making sure that I realize how much my recovery is important and precious to me. She is insistent on having fun. on us having fun, the clean and sober fun. She makes me laugh. She's really interested in how I'm doing from week to week. If there's something that's, you know, that I need to look at, she'll tell me. So that's really good. I have another a counselor who I don't work with as closely now because I'm out of the house, out of the treatment part. But so he'll call and he'll say, let's sit and chat. He'll check in with me. He'll challenge me on some things, on some of my behaviors. He'll make suggestions, and he helps me to laugh at myself. He really believes in me. He really, and then aftercare. He's really funny. He takes the time. He's very insightful and very thoughtful and very observant. And he does not let me, if there's anything, he'll check in with me, like he just did this past Saturday. He checked in with me. He gives me books to read. He challenges me on some tools and things. And he challenges the way I think and the way I just look at things. And this particular gentleman, the last time with a bunch of people, I'm the only one graduating from that group, from Helios. But he's so compassionate. He seems like his true, I mean, he's a great counselor, but you could tell he really cared, because the last batch of people who he started crying, right? Because they were moving on, you know, and it was like, wait a minute, whoa, you know, so... they're really invested in me. In fact, the main reason why I'm here is because, well, what I heard is that the program director, that's what I was trying to think about, the program director asked that person who did the questions, Vicky, so Vicky asked her who would be the best person, and the program director suggested me, or recommended me for this experience. So it's like... What? So, and I will have must been. They must have seen something. And so I've been at Aisha House. So I did 2 months in program, and I did 9 months. I'm 9 months in Aisha House. So I've been in 11 months altogether, a little over 11 months.
I have one last scripted question, and I have one of my own. Okay, here we go. What part of the program was especially helpful?
Oh my gosh, the one that was especially
the most helpful thing to you.
I think, yeah, because there were so many. I would have to say, I remember. So we had this one exercise where, we're required to do a few exercises and share it with the large group, either in a process group or whatever group. And I found that the most pivotal, because my assignment, so we were given assignments, which I took really seriously. My assignment was to write a letter to my mother. She died in her addiction back in 99. So, but a part of this in learning not to become a victim anymore. So my counselor challenged me to learn how to, or to practice forgiveness around my issues with my mother. And so I wrote a letter describing the things I appreciated. And I shared that in group. And it's one of, so there were a few groups. So the groups where I think the one part of the program that I got the most out of is when we shared our assignments in the large group and got feedback. Because that I really took off. And as a result of that, I think it inspired my my peers to kind of delve in to do the same thing. There was one, okay, without saying names. So there was one where.
If you say a name, I'll just cut it out.
Just cut it out? Okay, so I was in a group and someone opened up about being prejudiced, racist, being a part of a white supremacist group. Just opened up in group. And so I was there, of course. And he apologized to me. Those are the two most pivotal things that occurred that I got the most out of group. The two most things. Sharing my mother, the letter to my mother, and then being there, being supportive to this one person that shared in the group. I don't know how much of that you could actually, if that's.
We'll see.
Okay.
I will cut and paste and mix and match. So.
Okay.
I have one last question. This is off the books here.
Okay.
This is the last one I'm going to ask you. If you could write a love letter to Newbridge, what would you say?
Oh! Wow, on the spot. A love letter? It would be, it would be, thank you, Newbridge. Thank you for believing in me that I could get this. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for lifting me up. Thank you for investing in me.